Oscar learns a lesson he will never forget. This episode is a little different, and I encourage you to stay until the end. I will explain why this episode is different than the others. Hello and welcome. Welcome to Input English. Today we rejoin Bobby and his mom, and they're taking Oscar back to the park. They like taking Oscar to the park, and you know Oscar loves the park. Why would Oscar like the park? Well, because he's a dog, and dogs are very focused on smells. For Oscar to go to the park, he can smell everything and find out what's going on in the world using his powerful sense of smell. So for Oscar, going to the park is an adventure of smells. He also gets to run sometimes. So in this episode, they walk to the park with Oscar on the leash. When they arrived at the park, Kathy noticed that there were very few people there. Now, over time, Oscar had learned to behave, including he had learned to come when he was called. She knew that if he was off the leash and she wanted him to come back, she could call him and he would come. She trusted Oscar on this. So, based on this learned experience with her dog, she took the leash off. He walked along with them, close by them, and they were having a lovely walk. Shortly, they came upon a squirrel. The squirrel was at the base of a tree, and the squirrel saw them as they saw the squirrel. From the base of the tree, the squirrel made some squirrel noises. The squirrel was barking at them with a squirrel-type bark. Oscar noticed this and instinctively bolted toward the squirrel. It looked like he wanted to catch that squirrel. The squirrel would have none of that. The squirrel immediately went up the tree and onto a branch that was well above Oscar's reach, even if he jumped. From this vantage point on the branch, the squirrel continued chiding Oscar, barking squirrel barks down at this dog. And this was too much for Oscar. He knew he couldn't climb that tree, so he did the only thing he could do. He barked at the squirrel. Kathy said, "No, Oscar, no." And she came to him and encircled his muzzle with her hand, gently but firmly, holding his mouth shut. She said, "No, don't bark." And with her other hand, she stroked his head, reassuring him. "Don't bark," holding his mouth shut. Oscar calmed down, so she released. He was calm. The squirrel had a different plan. So the squirrel continued to bark orders to Oscar, and Oscar again got irritated and barked back at the squirrel. Kathy did exactly the same thing, encircled his snout with her hand, firmly but gently, stroked his head, and said, "Oscar, don't bark, no barking." Three times was a charm. On the third time of this ritual, Oscar appeared to get the message, and he did not bark at the squirrel. And apparently the squirrel got bored with all of this because he disappeared into the branches of the tree. never to be seen again. They continued on their walk. It was lovely. The path curved around to the left, around some bushes. They were dense bushes, and the path curved around those bushes ahead of them. Oscar was ahead of Bobby and his mother, but not terribly far. But he went around that curve and was no longer in sight. Now, Kathy knew this wasn't likely to be a big problem, so she didn't respond. She didn't say anything. They just continued walking. When they got around the bushes, they could see Oscar. He was further ahead than she had expected, and he had turned around and was looking back at them. But between Kathy and Bobby and Oscar, right between them on the path, was a skunk. Now, this is where the story sort of breaks down, because we can't ask Oscar what he was thinking. We can't be sure what was going through his mind. I can tell you what happened and give you an interpretation. When Kathy saw the skunk between her and Oscar, she yelled to Oscar, "No, no, Oscar, no." Now, it appears that Oscar understood that message differently. It appears that he interpreted her call to him as saying, "Oscar, kill the skunk." As soon as she said no, Oscar ran directly toward the skunk. He was going to catch this one. This skunk was not going to disappear up some tree. He was going to catch it. Just before he got to the skunk, it turned around, raised its tail, and sprayed him square in the face. The skunk quickly escaped the trail and went into the bushes. Oscar was the most surprised dog on the planet. He was absolutely astonished. He was astonished at how that had happened and how his nose and face smells worse than anything he has ever smelled in his entire life. He howled. He expressed anguish at what had happened to him. He was very upset. He kept his hind legs up, but he buried his nose and face in the grass. And then he used his hind legs to push, plowing his face and nose through the grass, trying to scrape off the stench. He rolled his head to the right and the left, trying to use the grass to clean all that terrible smell off his face. He went in circles. He went straight. He came back. He did this for several minutes, howling and whining as he tried to scrape the stink off his own face. While this was happening, Kathy knew what a big problem this was going to be, but her analytical mind had already been at work, and she had hatched a plan. She had the leash. They don't have to drive in a car because they came on foot, and there is a side gate to the backyard, so they don't have to bring this dog through the house. She turned to Bobby and said, "We're going home. Oscar, come." Oscar came to her, and she tried not to touch him as she attached the leash to the collar. She led her dog and Bobby back to the house, They went to the side gate and she released Oscar into the backyard. She had explained to Bobby that the best antidote she had in the house for this smell was tomato juice. She wasn't certain if it was a real antidote for the smell of skunk stent, but it was what she had been told, so she figured she had some, let's try it. She went in the house and got a big jar of tomato juice. She brought it out into the yard and called Oscar. She poured it all over him and she worked it into his fur, particularly around his head and face where he had taken the brunt of this skunk attack. Oscar was a sight. His fur was matted with tomato juice. He smelled terrible, he looked terrible, and he felt terrible. After she had worked the tomato juice into his fur very thoroughly, she used the garden hose and rinsed it off. Well, at least he looked better. She then brought some herbal shampoo and she washed him head to toe. Again, concentrating around his head and muzzle and nose, taking care to not get the soap in his nose. When the shampoo had been applied completely, she rinsed this off with the garden hose. She dried him with a big beach towel as best she could, and then released him into the yard. Her plan was to do a sniff test after he had dried. You don't want to judge how a dog smells when the dog is wet. The old saying goes, you can't sell your dog on a rainy day. People have observed that wet dogs just don't smell good. So, she went in the house, washed her own hands, did a sniff test, and was satisfied that she was okay. After about an hour, she went outside, called Oscar. He came. He looked like he was feeling better. And she smelled, and you could still detect a little bit of skunk smell, but not very much. That would go away with time. The big problem was gone. At the beginning of this episode, I told you that it was special, but I didn't say why. The reason this episode is special is the story is literally true. Now, the name of the dog was changed to protect the innocent, but the story unfolded exactly as described. I was out in the woods with an old friend of mine and his chocolate Labrador. The dog was ranging ahead of us and we were walking. It wasn't exactly a city park like this. It was more like a wilderness. But there was a dirt road and it curved around to the left and the dog went around to the left and disappeared, but we knew it was going to be okay. When we came around the bushes and saw the dog, he was further ahead, and between us and the dog there was a skunk. My friend Gary yelled at his dog, "No!" And the dog for sure heard, "Killed the skunk." The dog went to the skunk as described, got sprayed, and then went through all those gyrations in the grass trying to scrape his own nose off. So the material for this episode came right out of real life. That's the end of this episode. In our next episode, we're going to join Craig, who's visiting Trevor And we're going to find out what sort of mischief those two get into. I hope that you enjoyed this adaptation of a real-life story, folding it into the saga of Craig, Bobby, and their faithful dog, Oscar. I invite you to join us in future videos where you'll learn more about these three. See you soon. Bye.